Hello everybody, this is Darren Laws and you are listening to the Darren Laws Podcast, where we dive under the hood of business, investing, entrepreneurship, marketing and everything in between. Hello world, it's Darren Laws and I'm recording another short podcast episode using the Anchor app. This is actually the second time I've recorded it this morning. The first time it didn't record because I had my headset plugged in through Bluetooth. Anyway, I'm coming to you on it's a rainy Thursday morning and I just wanted to have a quick rant about social and how businesses are just really getting social wrong and how it's hurting their business. We've recently had the headlines in the UK about Wetherspoons, the pub chain, closing their social accounts because they don't get any value out of it. And the reason they don't get any value out of it is because they're not posting anything of value to anybody. They're just sending out professionally taken images of their food and with offers on and stuff like that, and it's just the same stuff day in, day out. It's just there's no value there. There's no reason anybody would want to share that. It's like Wetherspoon's food. It's not the best food in the world. Why would you want to share that? And if you're sending out these offers every day, they're not an offer. That's the price that you're sending out. That's the price you're selling stuff to. At so, apologies if you can hear that. That's my cockerel Jeffrey, which the kids have named him. Anyway, people want to be entertained on social media. It's social, it's networking, it's social interaction with people. You've got to build relationships. You've got to, if you want people to share your content, and that has to be the reason why you're going on there, to put your business out there, to put, whether you own a business or whether you have a job that's your marketing your business, the company that you work for in some way. You have to think about the content you're putting out there. What's going to make it interesting for people to share this? What's going to entertain them and keep them coming back to not only consume your content, but look forward to more content from you? Give some thought around that. What would be entertaining in your industry? If you're an IFA, people don't want to see the same old nonsense that people put out there. Most IFAs and estate agents and lawyers and things like that, they talk in a language that their customers don't understand. You can be different to that. If you're a skateboarding lawyer, then show some of that. People want personality. They want to know who the people are behind these companies. They want to believe in you and trust you, and they want to know what you stand for as a person, who you are. People don't want to buy from faceless organizations anymore. With all of the headlines of things like the Cambridge Analytica and stuff like that, there's a big movement away from corporate greed and companies that you can't trust, and there's a lot of distrust in big corporations, and a lot of that can be sorted out by people being a bit more open, by having the leaders of these companies just come out there and show their personality, and when they get things wrong, just say you've got things wrong. But in general, for your business, people want to know who you are, what you stand for, and what that means to them. And just share things that are a bit more interesting. You can't hide. This is 2018. You can't hide behind your computer or hide in your office. People want to know who you are. And so with social, what in your industry, what would be worth sharing? Is it, if you're a car mechanic, is it sharing pictures or videos of you doing the work that you're doing or the cars that are coming in? Or if you're an estate agent, is it the local area? Is it people want to know about the local area, not just the houses. They want to know about the restaurants and the cafes and the people and the schools and all of this kind of stuff. You can put all of this content out there, and if you do it right, people will share it. And over time, people will start coming to you. You'll be seen as the authority in this area. And that's going to be it for this podcast. It's now absolutely chucking it down with rain. I'm hiding under a tree. So I will be back with another one shortly. Hopefully you found this of value. If you have, please subscribe and let me know in the comments what you think of it. What would you like to see more of? What do you want to see less of? And all of this kind of stuff. Cheers. Bye. Thanks for taking the time to listen to this episode. It would mean the absolute world to me if you would go over to iTunes and leave us a review for the podcast. That will help us in the rankings and help me dedicate more time to putting out these podcast episodes and getting great guests and things like that that you want to hear more of. Also, if you're interested in how I'm getting my startup off the ground, please head over to my YouTube channel where I am vlogging the process of startup from the trenches as it happens. You can find that at bit.ly/startup vlog. Thanks again, and I'll catch you on the next podcast.